Hello and welcome to the WebCertain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. China has announced plans to clean up its internet usage. Most French Twitter users tweet whilst watching TV. And Ringier expands its East African presence. China has announced plans to clamp down on censorship-dodging software. Strong censorship laws in the country mean that citizens often find new ways into banned sites using virtual private networks, or VPNs. The Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said that unauthorized internet connections would be cleaned up as the organization felt the connection market was disordered. The ministry announced that it planned a 14-month clear out of the country's internet, confirming that each current available connection would have to be officially inspected in order to continue functioning. VPNs work as a way to allow users to link their device to another computer or server without using public connections, which are heavily censored in China. Businesses also use the technology in order to allow employees' confidential data to be sent between computers without being accessed by authorities. The crackdown is yet another attempt to remove access to all such connections from Chinese internet users. A study by Aligo has found that two-thirds of French Twitter users tweet whilst watching television. This figure has increased from less than half since just 2014. It was also found in the survey that Twitter is a useful platform on which brands can build trust. 90% of respondents said that companies advertising on both television and Twitter were more trustworthy than those who just advertised on TV. This was reflected in how likely French Twitter users were to consider buying from a brand, with 58% saying they would do so from a brand on Twitter and television, compared to around 30% saying the same for brands not on Twitter. Twitter was also proven to be valuable in building trust, with 7 in every 10 people saying that they appreciated the tone or humor of a brand's campaign if it appeared on both platforms. The Swiss media company Ringier is expanding its successful African news and e-commerce platforms to the east coast of the continent. Having had a presence in countries such as Kenya and Tanzania since 2011, the success of PLive as a news network in West African countries has brought about the expansion. PLive will have its new headquarters in the Kenyan capital of Nairobi, which will cover news from East African countries, providing 24/7 coverage and both local and international stories. Ringier will also launch P Promos, an e-commerce platform available to East African merchants of all sizes and part of any sector. The company has confirmed that it'll be working with local partners on the expansion whilst also using its own experience on the continent. In an interview with WebCertain TV, the CMO for Ringier Africa, Jess Stiles, talked to us about how the company approaches African markets.
One of the keys to Africa is you won't win with an international team. You need to have people on the ground. You need to have people who are from that market, who understand that market.
Even with the move east, it was also confirmed by Ringier's sister company, RADG, that it'll still be focusing on the Nigerian e-commerce market with sites such as the product directory website Life. A new report has forecast that the Asia-Pacific region will play a major part in the growth of the Internet of Things. In the time until 2023, the industry is expected to reach $724 billion, up from under $600 in 2015. With the growth equaling 13% each year, it's reported that Asia will be responsible for 36% of the growth, with North America taking 24% of the share. The report points to high investment initiatives launched in both China and India as having a large effect on the report's findings. And finally, Google has started testing its new instant apps. When eventually released to the public, the apps will run on Android operating systems and are designed to provide almost instant access to an app's features without requiring a download. Android's David Burke has said that the Instant Apps idea is about rethinking where apps are going. He also said that they would bridge the gap between web pages and current app downloads, giving you the speed of a light web page with all the benefits of a native app. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.